Oh, excuse me for a minute while I step inside the control room. Ah, that's better. Now, please be patient a few more seconds while we pay the bills.
Ladies and gentlemen, this Nip Impressions column is brought to you by our Maintenance Month Platinum sponsor, RMR Mechanical.
Well, it's time to start planning our annual recovery boiler outage again.
Yes, it is. Budgets are tighter than ever, even though business is good. And speaking of good business, sales is pressuring us to have as short an outage as possible. They need the production.
Well, getting in a hurry costs money and can lead to safety problems.
I know. And you know we are always under pressure for our safety record, too. It seems like corporate has nothing better to do than to keep pushing us on every front.
I think I have a solution to all of these problems.
What's that?
RMR Mechanical. They've done a great work for us in the past and have a great safety record, too. They almost always beat the schedule.
Sounds like this meeting is over.
RMR Mechanical. The only name you need to know for an economical, quick, and safe boiler outage. Phone 770-205-9646 or visit us on the web at rmrmechanical.com.
This is Nip Impressions for the week of the 7th of March, 2016. How to know if a mill is well maintained. You will never know if a mill is well maintained if you follow the mill's, quotes, tour route, end quotes. You know, the route they keep clean and in great shape for executives, board members, and customers. Didn't know that mills have tour routes? Have I got some hot property in Florida for you. In a mill that is in really bad shape, you won't have to go to the places I'm going to tell you about, for they, that is those in charge, will never let you get there, and that will be a clue. Thus, the first clue you are in a poorly maintained mill is if you run into resistance to a full-blown tour. The first time this happened to me was when I was taking my dad on a tour of a mill in which I worked, a private tour I was giving him on a Saturday. The pulp mill superintendent insisted that I not bring him through the pulp mill. Of course, I already knew why. The pulp mill was a wreck, and by the way, that superintendent was soon gone, despite having what at the time was considered the best credentials one could have in this industry.
This Snip Impressions column is also brought to you by our Maintenance Month Silver sponsors, which include Fulton Systems. Our designs are built on proven methods and technology. Visit www.fultonsystems.com. It's also brought to you today by C.R. Meyer & Sons. C.R. Meyer takes pride in building, completing new facilities, and maintaining them long after they are completed. Visit their website at www.crmeyer.com.
All that aside, here is where you want to go if they will let you. Number one, if there are remote wells or remote water intake from a river, go there. If the equipment there looks like someone loves it, you are in a well-maintained mill. Two, likewise, check out the effluent system. And again, if it looks well-maintained, you are in a mill that is in good shape. Three, don't be fooled by unit operations such as lime kilns. They may seem to be backwater locations, but if these things don't run to their highest efficiency, they can, in the best case, cost a lot of money, and in the worst case, experience a catastrophic failure. Four, do try to visit their boneyard if they have one. If they really don't have one, that is, it doesn't exist, they're not just lying to you, keep you from seeing it, you're in a well-maintained mill. Number five, look at the basement with a flashlight. Look at the items that should be routinely maintained. If they are a mess, the rest of the mill is as well. Number six, look at the maintenance shops. Neat, orderly. The mill might be well maintained, but be careful. There are some maintenance managers who spend all their time keeping the shops looking good, not maintaining the operating equipment. And then finally, look at the production records. Notice what I did not have you look at. The maintenance budget. It is usually a piece of information disconnected from reality. In a well-maintained mill, it is moderate compared to norms. In poorly maintained mills, it may be very low. In mills recovering from a spate of poor maintenance, it may be extraordinarily high. Over my years in the industry, I've found two areas where boards of directors are typically clueless. The first area is properly assessing capital project budgets. The second area is properly mandating the level or maintenance required to optimize the production of the assets as well as preserve them. Boards are loaded with people who understand the stock market, product marketing, perhaps even manufacturing, but seldom will you find a board member who has a clue about capital projects and the maintenance required to preserve and optimize assets. For safety this week, it goes without saying that poorly maintained assets are a source of injuries. Aha! Perhaps this is another place to look when one is assessing whether or not a mill is well maintained. Be safe, and we will talk next week.
Nip Impressions is written by Jim Thompson, usually voiced by Jim Thompson, and is copyright 2016, Paparitalo Publications, Duluth, Georgia, USA. All rights reserved.